Yeah, but how good does the two-dimensional solution actually fit the raw data?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Multidimensional scaling, as you undoubtedly know, can give solutions in any number of dimensions. And one of the questions is, why do we limit it to two? And we do routinely limit it to two in this case. And our only defense is that we do that in part for interpretability, because we want to be able to overlay other things on that two dimensions. You start getting into three or four or whatever dimensions, it gets problematic. The other thing is we know that the first two dimensions are the two dimensions that account for most of the variance in the data. And so we're okay with that. And we're also overlaying onto the two-dimensional solution that seven-cluster solution, which is almost like a seven-dimensional overlay into a two-dimensional space. So that's the only I throw myself in the mercy of the court on the rest of it. That's about the best answer I can think of for why we limit it to two. I'm not sure what we would have found out with a third. Also, the other thing you probably realize, we're not really doing a dimensional interpretation here.
Right.
And we're really looking at clusters. So we needed it for a backdrop. Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hi. You started out talking about how you started with a brainstorming. And very often when we evaluate brainstorming, we look for unique ideas, not for ideas that everyone else has given. And so it occurred to me that if I were using this to express what a community is thinking, it's fine. But if I were advising a graduate student or a young faculty member, I would say look for the unique ideas here and the cross-cutting ideas that don't fit into these categories, because it was brainstorming, after all.
Absolutely. Right? Well, and you're right to point out it was brainstorming. It's web-based brainstorming, so it's messy in that sense. One of the things that I try to keep in mind about this kind of mapping is that we're not doing sampling in the traditional sense of sampling the people, the participants. When I think about sampling here, I'm imagining a map that is got so many dots on it that it's totally black, right, with dots. And what I'm really hoping is that when we get the brainstorming, we're getting a good representation of that conceptual domain, all those dots. In other words, I'm less concerned with which statement 15 people brainstormed as opposed to which one person brainstormed. I'm more interested in getting the variety of statements up there. So I'm, in effect, sampling for the heterogeneity of ideas. And the way that works out is when we synthesize the statements at the end, after we got the 240 statements, went down to 95, when we do that synthesis, I'm looking to combine statements that are duplicates or near duplicates. So if a lot of people are hammering on something and there's a minority voice that's saying one thing here, the odds are improved relative to all the other statements that minority statement's going to be retained in the map because of the way we do the content analysis. How you doing?
I love these maps, and you did a great grand tour of the maps, dissecting
thanks.
It and explaining it in very nice ways. Did you consider to also color code those dots by where they came from? Did they come from economics people or from practitioners or from others?
Yeah.
And the second question, then also, you can use this as a base map now, right? You could overlay co-authorship relationships, co-funding, co-inventions, co-team.
Well, Katie, I've been trying to get to work with you on stuff exactly like that. So, Kathy Borner is actually one of the best at mapping, and makes my maps look crude by comparison. But I think some of the stuff that you're suggesting, that is using this as a foundation for other kinds of relationships, especially linking some of this stuff with network analysis. And with some of the publication bibliometric analyses, would be very exciting to try to do. So I'd love to work with you on something like that.